The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan or Alana, and today's episode is our monthly Ask Lan advice column. These have to be probably my favorite episode series that we do. I really just love answering your guys' questions, and I feel like I'm able to give more when prompted by a question. It feels like when I answer the Q&As on my stories, if you guys don't know, if you're new here, maybe you haven't listened to an Ask Lan app before, but I do weekly Q&As on my personal Instagram at Alana Bloomberg, and I do them every single Monday. I do my best to. I'm pretty consistent with them, but I don't know. I think Q&As are super fun. I'm able to give you direct feedback if it's your question, and I just take them from the question boxes that I post on my stories on Mondays on Instagram. So if you want to participate, make sure to be following me on there. I think I might start a Google Form situation so that we can collect them on here as well. But nonetheless, for now, you can submit your questions on Mondays on my Instagram stories. I think it's fun. And oh my god, I just broke my laptop case. That's lovely. It's been cracking on the corners and I went to go touch my laptop and it just... wow. I think it's an in case. I've had it for 2 years and now my laptop's exposed. I feel like I need to get a new one. Oh my god, that's so sad. That's exciting. Love that for me. Thank you very much, in case, for breaking. Especially because I haven't transported my laptop anywhere besides from my dining table to my couch and sometimes my bedroom or the bathroom for when I'm getting ready. Oh my god. Sorry. So sidetracked. But anyways, we're going to be doing an Ask Lan episode today. I have quite a few questions ranging from friendships to relationships to work-life balance, discipline with running and working out, relationship with drinking and working out, navigating guilt, and so on and so forth, but I think it will be a good one. I received quite a lot of feedback this week on my Instagram Q&A that I'm very articulate with my words, which I just find, obviously, I'm very flattered and those messages mean so much to me. But I find it funny because I feel like when someone says you're very articulate and great with your words and speak well, you would expect for them to be really good at English, and English was my worst subject in school. I would rather write you a business report than write an essay or create a thesis or something like that. I'm not a creative writer. I would say I'm a very casual writer and communicator in all areas of my life, but I guess my communication skills are good. I'm pretty good at writing emails and just being blunt and not having any fluff in my writing. And I guess that comes from writing all the business reports because you have to be super blunt. But anyways, for those who messaged me and gave me some feedback on my feedback, funny pun, Alana, not really, but I really appreciate it and I love hearing from you guys, whether it's a positive review or constructive criticism. I love hearing from you guys. I love reading your reviews. I love reading your messages. It really, really means the world to me. And I'm not just saying that. When I'm sitting here on my couch and recording a podcast, and obviously I know I upload it and someone listens to it, whoever's listening to it right now, listen to it. But I'm really just sending off my thoughts and content in general into the void. So it's always nice to hear a response back to what I'm talking about on my podcast or what I'm posting in my content, whether it be stories or Instagram photos or reels or YouTube or whatever it is. It's always so nice to hear from you guys and to also see you being able to relate or gain something from what I'm sharing online really means a lot to me and makes it feel more like a two-way conversation as opposed to just like me speaking into the void. I switched dentists, but I didn't tell the other dentist. I just like canceled my appointment, was like, I will reschedule. And now I keep getting messages, but I haven't responded. I probably should respond and be like, I just went somewhere else and I'm not overdue for my cleaning. But nonetheless, let's do some housekeeping information and then let's go into my current fave. I think it's just a singular one. Honestly, quite the favorite. Really love her. But for those in Toronto, I will be having another Hot Girl Sweat event on July 20th at Ride Cycle Club. I haven't announced much on socials besides that, so definitely stay tuned. I think I might post ticket sales and information with that this week, so just watch out on my Instagram stories at Alana Bloomberg. It's always in the show notes, but I'm super excited for that. I haven't chose a charity yet. I probably should do that. Really trying to diversify it a little bit, but super excited to get to sweat with you again and see your faces and be all together. It's always so much fun. So July 20th, this week, the week of, let me pull up my calendar here, week of July 8th. So if you're listening to this on time, I will probably post ticket sales so that you have them and are all set to go for the 20th. It's a Saturday. It's off of Ossington in Toronto. Girls, boyfriends, gays, whoever is welcome. Obviously, predominantly female event, but truthfully, whoever wants to come can come. And then I had another update. Oh, I had a boy send me flowers. Guys, I've never had a guy send me flowers. You know, I'm always buying myself flowers. It felt really nice to receive flowers. And it's not anyone I'm seeing or anything, but a boy did send me flowers. And honestly, it didn't make me tear up a little bit. I'm gonna hope that he's not listening to this, or maybe, I don't know, maybe he is listening to this, but whatever, hello. Honestly, I've never been given flowers by a guy other than my dad, and that really does not count. My dad used to buy my mom and I flowers on Shabbat Fridays, so every Friday, every week. He still does that for my mom, but obviously I'm not at home anymore. So honestly, really nice. And I got them on Monday and it made my whole week. So it's really just the little things that count. And if you're a guy listening to this, it's really not hard to impress your girlfriend or a girl or make their day or make anyone's day. Go get flowers, get chocolate, get their favorite food or something. Really not that hard. We are simple creatures at the end of the day. As complex as we can be, it really is the little things that make our day, make our week, and really brighten just our life in general. So on to the current faves. Guys, I know they've been a sponsor of the podcast and I have always loved using it when I've worked with them, and I decided to reinvest in HelloFresh. I don't know why I totally forgot about HelloFresh for a hot second. Like, I just didn't think to go ahead and purchase it and sign up for a subscription again. But it truly has changed my life. You guys know I've been trying to get better at making meals at home and cooking proper meals and not just ordering takeout and Uber Eats all the time. And I got HelloFresh this past week and I have it this coming week. And it truly has been a game changer. My meals have been awesome. I totally go in, and this is not sponsored at all. I fully paid for this out of pocket, but I go in and I choose my recipes, and it's been so much fun and so therapeutic cooking. You guys know I love cooking, but I just never know what to make. It's hard to shop because I live alone, but I get 3 meals for 2 people. Then that way I have leftovers for lunch the next day, and it's honestly, it's been awesome. So highly recommend. I don't think I have an active code for HelloFresh anymore. I guess they should sponsor this podcast so I have a code for you guys. I don't think I have one. If I do, I'll put it in the show notes. I discover it and find out what works, what doesn't. But HelloFresh, don't sleep on it. Okay, let's start our Q&A. The first question: how to know when a friendship is toxic and or you're not valued enough? I think it's important to sit and ask yourself a few questions. If you are questioning if a friendship is toxic or you feel like you're not being valued, sit, think to yourself, answer these questions, maybe grab a journal, open up your notes app, and just be honest with yourself. When you are hanging out with this person, how do you feel? How do you feel when you leave this interaction? Do you feel energized? Do you feel drained? Do you feel less than about yourself? Does it leave a positive or negative feeling on you in any capacity? It can be small, it can be big, whatever it is. If it is leaving a negative feeling, if you're feeling drained or tired, this relationship may be toxic or it may just not be the right fit for you. That's the first part. Then I want you to ask yourself, is this relationship, this friendship, a two-way street? Is there even give and take overall? Obviously, sometimes in relationships, there are periods of time where we are giving more than we're receiving and vice versa. But overall, it should be pretty even weighted.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You should feel like you are overall in this friendship as equal parts and not just one-sided. If you feel like you're putting in most of the effort, you're doing most of the reaching out, you're doing most of the communication when it comes to making plans, a lot of the initiating, then it's maybe time to reconsider whether or not this friendship is worth it to you anymore. The next thing I would ask yourself is, does this person push me to be better in any area of your life? It could be in being social, it could be in your career, in school, in your relationships, whatever it is. Does this person push me to be better? Does this person challenge me in any sort of way? It can be big or small, but if the answer is no, maybe this relationship isn't serving you anymore. Are you on the same trajectory of your life? Are you guys truly benefiting each other? I think based off of your answer to those questions, you will know whether or not this friendship is worth it for you anymore, if it's valuable enough for you anymore. And that doesn't necessarily mean you have to make a harsh break up with your friend. You can just slowly distance yourself, stop initiating, because clearly you're the only one initiating. Just remain on civil, easy terms. Side tangent, I was sitting in the park, Trinity Bellwoods, last night, if you live in Toronto and know, and I got bitten by mosquitoes. Like, I could not tell you the last time I got bitten by a mosquito in downtown Toronto. I have a little bit of ADHD right now, if you couldn't tell, but my second coffee is also making me a little shaky, so love that, a little jittery, little ASMR for you. Not me saying that my coffee is making me jittery and going in for another sip. Do we want jitters or vocal fry? I'm gonna choose jitters because I also need some energy. I'm going out for my friend Rachel's birthday tonight, and I already know it's gonna be a long night. I already know I'm gonna be venturing into clubs and bars that I would not go if it weren't for Rachel, if I wasn't with her. Shall be a fun Thursday, Friday Junior. Okay, what are your thoughts on an open relationship? Do women always wait for guys to ask? I personally have nothing against an open relationship. I will never judge anyone for being in one. I don't think it's that adverse of a thing. I don't think it's that crazy. For some people, it definitely could be like a very foreign concept, but I think from the podcast that I listen to and the things about relationships and how open-minded I am to so many things, it's something that doesn't shock me, and it's something that I think should be normalized a bit more if it's something that you and your partner want. But personally, I don't think I could ever A, be in an open relationship, or B, be involved with someone who's in an open relationship. I think it takes a certain level of trust and having great open communication with one another and being able to set rules that you're both comfortable with, that you're both confident in. I think if you don't have trust and you don't have communication, which I do think are important for any relationship of any kind in order for it to work and be healthy. But if you don't have that, especially in an open relationship, I just don't think it will work for both people. And I think someone will get hurt, jealous, or feel betrayed to a certain degree. So I don't think it's something I personally could ever be involved in any sort of way, whether it be my own relationship or being involved with someone who is in one. I don't know if I would always know that if it was like a hookup or a date or something. But if I could control it, ideally, I would not want to be involved. And then to answer, do women always wait for guys to ask? I think this isn't something that can be answered quite broadly. I don't think women, at least my girlfriends, I don't think we're sitting here waiting for our boyfriends or our partners to ask. I think it's very hyper dependent on each individual person. It's not a one size fits all sort of question or answer. How many hours a day do you work? For those that don't know or maybe new here, I do work for myself full time as a content creator and podcast host. I would say it really depends on the day. I'm not going to sit here and act like I work a typical 9-to-5, 40-hour week, that I'm working a million hours a week. My work looks very different than your traditional office job. I don't sit at my desk all day at a computer. And sometimes I may be doing that depending on what my work is, but sometimes work involves going to events. Sometimes it involves meetings, both virtual or in person. Sometimes it means shooting content. And so my work week looks very different to other people's work weeks. It even looks different to other influencers and creatives' work weeks. And even my week this week looks very different to the past week. And I wouldn't say that I work 40 hours, but I would argue that I'm very grateful that I have a great work-life balance. I can take breaks when I need to. I can take days off if I want to. My schedule is completely up to me. I have complete autonomy over how much work or how little work I want to do and how hard I want to work. And I know that what I put in is what I'm going to get out of it to a degree. Honestly, it took me a really long time to become content with this and to just own it. I feel like in the beginning of me working full time for myself, which has now been almost 3 years, in October it will be 3 years, but is it 3 years? Will be 2 years, not 3 years. I'm getting ahead of myself here. I feel like at first I felt I had to be working as many hours as possible. And if I wasn't sitting at my desk for at least 9-to-5, Monday through Friday, I was doing something wrong. I felt like it was almost a competition to be working as many hours or more hours than my friends, than guys who I was talking to. And what I've learned is that more isn't necessarily better. It doesn't necessarily make you more successful. I rather work smarter, not harder, and more efficiently over just like productivity levels. I rather be more efficient in what I'm doing than just completing a million tasks overall. And that took me a while to get there. And I definitely still struggle with my mindset around it a lot. But I've learned that it is a blessing that I'm able to have complete autonomy over my schedule. It is something I'm super grateful, especially at my age. I'm only 24 and this early into my career to, one, be working for myself, and two, be able to work the sort of hours that I do. And that doesn't make me any less or more successful based on how much time I'm sitting, quote unquote, working away. It looks different in every single different industry. No industry is the same, even in a traditional career setting. So just know, like, if your workday or your work week or your work in general looks and feels different to the next person, it doesn't mean you are any less successful or going to be any less successful than the next person. We are all on our own journeys, on our own paths, and success looks and feels different and means different things for every single person. So to answer your question, how many hours a day do you work? It really varies. It could be 1 hour. It could be like 4. It could be 8. It really depends what I'm doing. Am I recording a podcast? Am I going to events? Because technically that is work for me. That's networking. It's me showing up for a brand and building a good impression with the PR agencies and the brand and everything with that. It really just depends, but I most definitely probably don't work 40 hours a week, and I'm very grateful for that. I'm very lucky and fortunate that I don't have to. How are you so disciplined with running? I think I've always just been a disciplined person, transparently. I grew up dancing competitively from the age of 8 all the way up until grade 12. I've been active since stopping dance and moving into personal fitness and like working out on my own. But when it comes to running, I think it's important to have a deeper reason as to why you are choosing to run and for it to not just be a punishment. Running is often a punishment for many people, and a lot of people have a negative relationship with running in specific or like fitness in general. For me, I really love the mental and physical challenge that running gives me. I love pushing myself out of my comfort zone and really challenging myself that way. And running is able to do that for me. And I also want to be good at it. And in order to be good at something, you need to be consistent, you need to practice it, and you need to show up, and you need to constantly challenge and evolve and change. So in order to do that, I have to be disciplined. Some days I wake up and I don't want to run, but I've promised myself I would run, and I'm doing this thing where I don't break promises to myself, and so therefore I run. I find also having a set plan to follow makes it easier to stay disciplined. I use Runna, R-U-N-N-A, and I've spoken about this a million one times, but just having a plan to follow, whether it's for running, whether it's for Pilates, lifting, etc., it gives you one less thing to think about. It gives you one less thing to make an excuse about. It's all laid out for you, and it makes it so much easier. You just press start and follow through on what it's guiding you to do. And that also helps you reach your goal, whatever your goal is with running. I think it's important to give yourself a tangible thing to work towards, especially when it comes to our fitness and wellness goals, and for it to not be something like super materialistic or vain, like your weight or clothing size or aesthetics. For me with running, I like to sign up for races, whether it's a 5K or a 10K or a half marathon. I like to sign up for these races because then I have a due date and deadline. And I know that I want to feel confident and strong going into this race. And while I'm racing, I want to know that I'm putting my best foot forward. And so by setting that, that keeps me disciplined and accountable, because if I don't put in the work, I am not going to feel that day come race day going into race day. This is obviously not sponsored. Runna does not sponsor me. I do have a code because I am an affiliate, but I pay for the program by myself. I always have my code in the show notes. It's just Alana, A-L-L-A-N-A, and that will give you 2 weeks free for the premium plans. But I love Runna. Runna helps me stay accountable and on track with my training. I've used it to train for 2 10Ks, a 5K, and a half marathon. I'm using it again to train for my next half marathon on in October. So setting a goal, whether it be a race or say you want to work on like your 5K time or feeling stronger in your runs or getting better, that will help you with staying disciplined, because in order to reach those goals, you need to be consistent with it and show up for yourself. How to get over a friendship breakup without an apology. Sometimes we have to give ourselves our own closure. Not everyone is going to be the bigger person. Not everyone is going to act in the way that you would act or treat you in the way that you would treat them. It's just the way of life. It's the way life is, unfortunately or fortunately. What I would do is I would mute them on social media, out of sight, out of mind, especially if they post a lot. And then I would grab your journal. I would grab your journal and I would just write everything and anything you would want to say to them, how you feel about them, how you feel about your friendship with one another, anything that you want to let go. And then you can either keep this journal entry or you can take this one step further. I personally have never done this, but a lot of my friends have, and obviously do so very safely. But you can rip the page out. You can either shred it, you can light it on fire, you can just like rip it to a million pieces so that you can like let that go. But I think that's kind of the road that I would take. And if you speak to a therapist, definitely speaking that through with them can definitely be helpful. But just mute them on socials. You don't have to unfollow or block. You can just mute them. Journal about it. Speak to a therapist or counselor about it. I personally would avoid trying to bring your friends into it. I don't think that's necessary. It's not their business, personally, I don't think, to drag them into it. If you really think that you need to speak face to face with this person, then you can ask if you can meet up or jump on the phone, but that might just make things worse. Obviously, I don't know much about this context of the friendship breakup or what went down or how they treated you or how you treated them, etc. So I personally, I don't think reaching out to them would do you any service or justice. It's almost like going to your ex-boyfriend or girlfriend or partner and asking for closure. It's like the same ordeal. Also, if you're asking for an apology, is it really going to serve you in the same way as if they were to give you an authentic apology because they want to? I think ask yourself that question. And honestly, time and space will allow you to heal out of sight, out of mind. That's my two cents. What is your relationship with drinking / working out? How do you balance? I would argue that I have a pretty healthy relationship with alcohol. I don't feel the need to drink in order to be social. I never drink when I'm alone. Like, I'm not someone who comes home and pours a glass of wine or makes a cocktail like that or opens beer or anything like that. Like, that is not me. I only drink when I'm with friends and family. Honestly, I barely drink when I'm just at like a family dinner anymore. I do love having a cocktail. I do love having a night out, but it is not something I have to do. And if I don't want to drink and my friends are drinking, I'm completely content with that. Like, I don't feel awkward or shy or not as like outgoing and sociable and comfortable as I would be if I had alcohol. Even like when I am out and I am drinking, I know for a lot of people, like holding a drink while they're socializing is like a comfort thing. I hate holding a drink. Like, if a guy asks to buy me a drink at the bar, I ask for a shot because one, less liquids. Like, I don't want to be going to the bathroom every 2 seconds. Two, I don't want to hold a drink because one, it's annoying. Two, I'm so scared of being like drugged or something. So I feel like I'm the opposite with that. But I would say I definitely have gone through phases where I have drank more. I have never had a negative relationship with alcohol. Like, I'm able to leave a glass half empty if I don't want anymore. Like, I know when to stop. I don't like getting blackout. I also don't feel the need to go on a bender multiple times a week. Does it happen sometimes? Yeah, of course. I'm in my 20s. I live downtown. Also, it's summer. Like, it happens. But I don't feel the need to drink at every social occasion. I only really have a night out where I'm having a lot to drink and taking shots, etc. Like, once, maybe twice a week. I really only try to drink like one, maybe to three max times a week. I don't like drinking a lot. I don't get super hungover most of the time, but I just feel better when I'm not drinking. At the end of the day, alcohol is a toxin. It does impact your body no matter what you think or say or do. But to answer your question on how do I balance working out with drinking, I try to schedule my workouts based on when I know I plan to be drinking. If I have a long run planned, I'm not going to drink the night before. I will make sure my run is done before I go and do that. Or if I know I'm going to have a late night, like scheduling a later workout, or sometimes just self-discipline and just doing it. But I usually try to like schedule it around or just balance the two and be disciplined and show up for myself and just know my limitations. You do not need to be blacking out. You should not be blacking out when you're drinking. Just because you have one drink doesn't mean you need to have multiple. You can have one drink and be done, or have two drinks and be done. Drink enough water, replenish your electrolytes. Like, you can balance it, and I'm a really big advocate of balancing it, like everything in moderation, like know your limits. I think too much in any one direction like is not good. If you need to be sober because you have a negative relationship with alcohol or you feel like it's no longer serving you, then run with that. That's your choice. At the end of the day, alcohol is a toxin. It is not good for you. There is no health benefit from it. So just know what your limits are, pick your priorities, do things that make you feel good, and run with that. How to start eating healthier? Please, I don't know what to do. I think just focus on what can you add. How can you add more fruits and veggies? How can you add more whole foods? How can you add more protein? Like, when you shop the grocery store, you shop majority of the perimeter. a lot of the process stuff is in the aisles in between, and what you need is the perimeter of the grocery store. Try to have a protein, a healthy fat, a carb, fruits, veggies at every single meal. I'm not a dietitian, but this is what I have learned and what I've been told, but you can always speak to a registered dietitian for assistance if need be. But focus on what you can add into your diet and to what you're eating on a day-to-day basis, as opposed to what you are taking away, because that can give us a very restricted mindset that can lead to negative relationships with food, negative thought patterns. Just focus on what you can add into your diet. It's called crowding out. Focus on moderation, everything in moderation. You can have your pizza, you can have your pasta, you can have your takeout. Try to make majority of your meals at home. Try to sit down and eat your meals and make sure you're chewing properly. Get enough water. Make sure you're getting enough nutrients, vitamins, minerals, etc. But when in doubt, speak to a medical professional. What is the best single piece of advice you have received? I feel like this is one I have been living by lately. And if you've listened to recent episodes of the podcast, then you know other people's opinions of you are not your responsibility nor your business. The only opinion that should matter about you is the one that you have of yourself. I would say that, and don't ask for advice from people you wouldn't want to be like. Only ask advice from people who you aspire to be like, and not one person is going to be your advice guru. Maybe that one person you go to for business advice, some people you go to for health advice, friendship advice, relationship advice. Like, you can have your people that you go to for certain things, but only ask advice from people who are someone you want to be like, are doing things that you aspire to have and do. So, and lastly, life is too short to be so worried all the time. Just let go, be carefree, do what serves you. And if you want to change your mind, you're allowed to change it. Nothing is set in stone. But that is going to be my last question for today's episode. I have to start getting ready for dinner, and I'm always chronically late, so I'm trying not to be. But I love you guys so much. If you like this episode, I would love if you could share it onto a friend who you think it would be helpful for. Leave a rating and or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as that is how you can help support the pod. I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.